Welcome to Revealing Jesus. Are you hungry to learn more about our beautiful Savior Jesus? I am your host, Christina Pereira, lover of Jesus, apostolic leader, licensed and ordained minister, author, podcaster, and kingdom party planner. Did you know that the Bible declares that grace and peace are multiplied to us in the knowledge of Jesus? And that simply means the more we learn about our beautiful Savior, the more we will experience all He died to give us. Join me for all things the King and His Kingdom, including revelatory teaching, interviews with fivefold ministers, media leaders, authors, and more. Come discover the beauty of God displayed all across the body of Christ. Together, we are revealing more of Jesus to a hurting world today. Hey everybody, thanks so much for tuning into this week's episode of Revealing Jesus with Christina Pereira. I am your host, Christina, and I'm so excited to have you with me here today. I hope and I pray that you are doing well right where you are and enjoying the continuously flowing favor of grace pouring from our beautiful Savior and Father in heaven. I've got a great show for you today. We're going to continue doing our summer throwback series, and I missed you guys so much last week. You'll have to forgive me. There was no episode because I was recovering from COVID, but thanks be to God, I am doing well. You can, I'm sure, still hear it in my voice, but I have to say this has been the fastest recovery I have ever experienced with Him. So I'm so thankful for that, and I'm so thankful to be back with you guys this week and releasing another one of my favorite episodes. You know, when I was going back and looking through episodes, this one just stood out to me. It was a conversation that I had with singer-songwriter couple Cody and Julie Oliver. They had just released a couple of singles called Good Ground and The God Who Redeems, and it was so sweet. We had this amazing conversation about all of the places where God has redeemed their lives and their testimonies. And I have to say, you guys, I have been looking back at my own testimony over the course of this year, and I am seeing so many places where God has redeemed so many things for me, and He's still continuing to redeem. And, you know, I'm so thankful that that's who He is. And, you know, life can be hard. It can be challenging. It can be unpredictable. We do have an enemy, and, you know, we do live in a fallen world, but He is the God who redeems. And I'm so, so thankful for that. And so if you need to have God redeem a place in your life today, which who doesn't, right? I want you to listen to this episode and be sure to tune in to the prayer in the end and listen to their song. It's so powerful. But before we get started, I want to give a quick shout out to our Christina Pereira Ministries sponsors, Gopher Ministries, who provides all of our equipment rental, Life Changing Productions, who helps put together evangelistic events to reach our city for Jesus, Harvest Family Network, through which I am licensed and ordained, and Davis Financial Services, who does all of our financial accounting. I hope and I pray that these episodes have blessed you. I pray that as you're listening, your faith is encouraged and inspired, and I invite you to sow back into this ministry so we can keep bringing you these faith-building episodes. You can find out more information on how to sow back into this ministry at christinapereira.org/donate or link in the show notes. Without further ado, let's listen in on my conversation with Cody and Julie Oliver. Hey everybody, thanks so much for tuning into this week's episode of Revealing Jesus with Christina Pereira. I am your host, Christina, and I'm so happy to have you with me here today. I hope and pray that you are doing well right where you are and enjoying the continuously flowing favor of grace pouring from our beautiful Savior and Father in heaven. I've got a great show for you today. I have two amazing leaders in the body of Christ with me today. They are worship pastors at Resurgent Atlanta, and they have a new album coming out in August called Come and Move. Welcome to the podcast, Cody and Julie Oliver.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Hey, how are you?
I'm so happy to have you with me here today. It's been such a pleasure and honor to listen to your worship songs. I've been really enjoying them. I've told our listeners a lot about you. Is there anything that you can share with them? Maybe something personal just to help get to know you guys?
Yeah, so we've been married almost 5 years. Both sets of our parents are pastors, and in our first year of marriage, we helped plant two churches, which was a lot of fun. And
quite the adventure.
Yeah, very much an adventure.
Yeah.
And both of those churches were our parents. They had dreams at separate times from the Lord to plant churches, and they asked for help, and we said yes. And we've now been at one of those for the last 5 years. And we have a son. He's 2 years old. His name's Walter Isaac. He's amazing.
And one on the way. We don't know if it's boy or girl yet, but they're due in January.
Oh my goodness. Congratulations.
The family's growing.
Thank you.
So yeah.
Oh, that's so wonderful. I love that you guys are just a ministry family, and you know, your parents are involved, and it's become part of your marriage and part of your life, and just living out loving Jesus. That's so beautiful. I love it. Well, you guys have two amazing singles out right now, and I got to listen to them on YouTube. Good Ground and Redeem It All. I absolutely loved them. I really connected with the Redeem It All. Can you tell me a little bit about your heart and your passion for writing that?
Yeah.
Thank you, by the way. That's so awesome. I'm glad you were able to listen to them. Redeem It All. A lot of these songs on this project, you know, over the last 3 years, us being worship pastors at this church, we began to just kind of seek the Lord and pray about, you know, hey, there's some messages that are being spoken and testimonies being shared that are really stirring some hunger and stirring, you know, just conversation about how good the Lord is. And we kind of felt not a need, but just an interest to start writing some songs around those messages and testimonies and bringing them to our house and saying, hey, this is what we've been going through as a community and seeing the Lord have breakthrough in, and let's worship him together through these things. And Redeem It All was a message that was brought by my mom. And, you know, I think this is kind of her quote unquote life message. You know, she's throughout her life, she began to notice that the Lord was able to redeem things in her life, meaning time or relationships or even dreams that she had in her heart that, you know that they'll be fulfilled. It may just look completely different, and how the Lord will redeem those things to actually come to pass. And, you know, even going through scripture and, you know, from Old Testament to New Testament, believing that redemption is one of the greatest stories that he tells throughout the word. And so we started just kind of, you know, worshiping in our home. And that's how all these songs were written, is just at our piano in our house with, you know, a kid's show on in the background and a baby screaming and having fun. But yeah, we wrote that song and out of that message, and it was just one of those ones that we knew, man, people singing this are having connection, the Holy Spirit, they're having encounters with the Lord. And we had feedback from it that, you know, we didn't, as pastors' kids and also as worship pastors, we didn't tell anybody, hey, this is like our song that we wrote, you know.
You want honest feedback.
You want genuine feedback. You don't want the like pat on the shoulder, like, good job, bud, you know.
Right.
You know, songwriters and worship leaders, you're like, give us honest feedback, because if it's bad, we'll go back and workshop it.
Right.
You know? And the feedback from both Good Ground and Redeem It All were just so good. And from all of them, actually. I mean, that was kind of our process of getting forward to this album, is we would come and introduce a very rough version of a song in our church on a Sunday morning. And our team was awesome, because I was sending them voice memos at, you know, Thursday morning, like, hey, just bring some creativity. And all of these songs just started to formulate within our church. And Redeem It All is just, we feel like that's a very, very special one. And we feel that it's going to become a very personal song for a lot of people and provoke their courage and provoke their faith to ask the Lord to see things in their life be restored, be redeemed. And we've already started to see that. And with the release of that song, have had an influx of testimonies, which have been, I mean, just blown us away, which has been amazing.
Yeah.
I love all of that so much. I can really relate to that. I'm such a worshiper at heart. And a lot of times when I worship here at home, it's literally my daughter wanting to dance with me and my dogs. And if you could see it, it's so anointed, but it's so chaotic.
Right.
Absolutely.
And I love that you guys kind of made it just a project, a team project. And I think that's beautiful, like having a community of believers come together and, you know, really pour out the Lord's heart and lead us into worship, because worship can be such a community experience, you know,
exactly,
and
it's
so deep and profound. And what an amazing message from your mom that he redeems it all. And oftentimes we think about God as just a redeemer of our eternal salvation, but he's truly a redeemer in everything.
Right.
What a great message. You have a story, a testimony of almost dying in a car accident.
Yeah.
But your mom just held on to faith and said, no, God's going to redeem this. Can you share that with our listeners?
Yeah. My mom's awesome. Just sweet shout out to Terry. She's great.
Love it.
She's really awesome. But yeah, I was 5 months old, and my family, we were traveling back from Georgia to Texas, and we were in a car accident in the very early hours of the morning, and the Jeep we were in flipped 8 times, and my mom and I both were ejected, and my mom broke her back, shattered her leg, punctured a lung, and I think there's one other thing that I'm forgetting, but she comes to on the highway, and her first thing is, Lord, I want to hear my baby cry, and this bright light appears to her and says, hey, do not fear, like, your son does not experience the pain that you do, he's dead, and for whatever reason, in her spirit, something just leapt out of her and just declared, you know, I think it's Psalms 118:17. No, Cody will not die, but he will live and proclaim the wondrous works of the Lord.
Yes.
And as soon as she said that, that light just kind of like vacuumed up immediately. And in that moment, we definitely believe that was Satan disguised as an angel of light. And I think there's a reference to that in 2 Corinthians 11, I believe. And because that just sucked up, and she, you know, passes out and comes to in the hospital, and then the upward battle of recovery for both her and I began. And, you know, I think they told my family that, you know, if I would survive as a 5-month-old, I would be, you know, mentally challenged or handicapped for the rest of my life. And, but both my mom and I have had complete recoveries. My mom has run 2 full marathons. And I'm actually walking and living out what she declared over me in that moment. And being worship leader, and been leading worship now since I was 12 or 13 years old. And so it's really, really amazing. And then kind of even tying it back into the redeem it all thing. I mean, 26 years later to that date, the date that car accident happens, my wife goes into labor starts having contractions for our firstborn son. And so for that, we were just like, man, that date has been redeemed. I mean, in a lot of ways, that was kind of like, don't look at that date on the calendar for, you know, everybody involved, you know, just like, let's just get through that. And now it's like, oh my gosh, like what was super, super dark and a very traumatic memory for all of our families now been turned around to a very joyful and new life beginning for our family. And, and so that just ties into that whole redeem it all message. I mean, just even things like that to see the Lord turn a significant date around from bad to good. It's just beautiful, and it's just who he is. It's his nature. But that's the crazy testimony, and now we're kind of living in that thing she declared over us, which is really, really cool.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I know you guys can't see it, but I was tearing up when you talked about that date being redeemed, and it's now your son's birthday, and that's so crazy and amazing. That is just like Jesus. It's so in his nature. If we will just give him the broken, the hard, the traumatic, all of it, he can redeem absolutely every single piece in ways that we can't even fathom.
Yeah.
And absolutely. I love that. And I love that your worship music is coming out of a deep place of faith and intimacy with him. Julie, can you talk about the seeking the presence of the Lord in your worship songs? I love that you guys honor that so much. And I think there's such power in that. We should pursue that. I'm a presence seeker as well. There's nothing like his presence. Can you share how that's impacted your worship?
Absolutely. I think I was privileged to grow up in a home with parents who really honored the presence and honored the word of God and helped me recognize what that was and understand from a young age. You know, something we believe is that there's no junior Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit can speak to kids, you know, however young, and we shouldn't always just assume that, oh, they don't understand. Like, you know, children can have incredible encounters with the Lord mm-hmm. at any age. And so they raised me with that knowledge and just awareness to honor the Lord and to know the word of God, because to know the word of God is to learn about his character and his nature, and you learn how he speaks. So it's easy to hear the tone of his voice whenever he speaks to you. So mm-hmm. I think in worship, worship is just ministry to the Lord. And when you're leading, it's ministry to the people in the room, to lead them back to him, to say, hey, let's put our eyes back on Jesus. And worship at its core is, you know, it's reverence, it's adoration, but it's agreement with who God is. And so I think God deserves to be worshiped for who he is, not something that we make him out to be. And I just think that he loves us, and he loves our uniqueness in our worship. But there's a purity that comes whenever we lay ourselves down, and whenever we say, you know, not my will, but yours be done, less of me and more of you. So I think in corporate settings, or, when we're in a group, when we're leading at church, ministry to the Lord is always our first priority, of saying, hey, even if nobody else was in the room, I'm going to give you my all. Or if 10 people are in the room, 50, 100 people, however many, I'm still going to put my gaze back on you. And that just unlocks something in the spirit mm-hmm. whenever we make him our priority.
Yeah.
In whatever capacity of leadership that you may be in, whether you're the pastor, whether you're the worship leader, whether you're someone, you know, standing on the front row, your worship unlocks things in the spirit, because where two or three gather together, so is he. And so I think having that unity of purpose of, we're here not to sing a feel good Christian song and, you know, good 15 minutes, let's go home, but really just to meet with him there mm-hmm. and to commune with him and really just recognize his presence. And honor him there. I think that's our heart for worship, is ministry to him and then ministry to people. And that ministry to people is just equipping them. And mm-hmm. so I think that when, especially when we're writing our songs, we have to understand the weight of, we often learn how to think about God from what we sing about God. And so we always want our songs to be, you know, rooted in biblical truth. And mm-hmm. again, to worship God for who he really is. And so. But yeah, that's what we love to do.
Yeah.
I think love
even
that.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I think even just, you know, prioritizing presence over everything else. I mean, that's kind of the foot that we lead from at our local church. And yeah, I don't even know what I was going to add on to it, but you just hit that.
Yeah, you did great. So good. I love that so much. And you know, it's, for me, I'm such a worshiper, and I'm a fiery preacher, and it, to me, like, it doesn't really matter what we're doing. We should all be pointing people to Jesus in every capacity.
Yeah.
And I absolutely love that so much, you know, and I found in my own experience, if we point people to Jesus, Jesus will take care of a lot of the ministry to people.
Yeah.
And if we just glorify him, and I love that you mentioned that fixing our gaze, no matter where we're at in the audience, will unlock heaven and attract the attention of the Holy Spirit. And when we glorify Jesus, you know, that's when the Holy Spirit is so attracted to it. And he comes and, you know, just moves among us when we're glorifying the beautiful Son. So that's so good. That's so good. Well, Is there anything burning on your heart that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I don't know. I think that there's just a passion stirring for worshipers who want to worship in spirit and truth again. Mm-hmm. Not that, you know, there has been a break in, you know, no one's worshiping, the rocks are crying out. That's not what I'm saying.
Right.
But I think that there's just this hunger for depth that's stirring right now that we can see. And no matter what, you know, denomination or stream or of church you find yourself in, there's something that the Holy Spirit's just drawing us to of a deeper level of worshiping in spirit and truth. And I think that entails a hunger for the Word of God, and that it entails a hunger for His presence, to say, you know, Holy Spirit, come and do what you want to do. One of our main songs that's not out yet, the title of our album is called Come and Move. And it's just an invitation to say, Lord, here's our best. Mm-hmm. Would you come and do what you only can do? You know, we put our sacrifice of praise on the altar, and we know that you'll come with your fire. Mm-hmm. And so that's just our prayer right now for our church, for the global church. And I know that we're not alone in that. I think that many people may be feeling that right now, just a stirring for depth again in worship, in the presence, in our time together. You know, we're not satisfied just with the surface level stuff anymore, you know, because that doesn't satisfy this deep hunger that He's put there in us. And so I just think that appetite is just growing. So
absolutely. That's a great point. You know, I always tell people, we don't have time to play church anymore. We just don't. And the most beautiful thing is that hunger, that deep hunger that you talked about, it's never been satisfied by the superficial, by the Wednesday night potlucks and the all of that stuff. It's never been satisfied by that. We've just had so many other things to distract us from that. And those distractions are quickly going away, and we are being faced with circumstances that are so far beyond our control that we are realizing how desperate we've always been for the presence of God. You know, a lot of times in worship, you know, I just was having some time with Him before we got on the call here today. And a lot of times when we're in His presence, we realize how deeply hungry we've been, how starved for love, how, you know, and I spend time with Him every day, multiple times a day. And I'm still like, oh, how am I so hungry? And, you know, but you know, that's the beautiful thing. When the more you eat, the hungrier you get for His presence.
Yeah.
Have you guys experienced that in your own lives, Cody?
Oh, of course. I think there's been seasons where, I mean, even when, you know, and I accepted Jesus when I was, when I was 4 years old, I remember, you know, knowing that my dad and my mom loved Jesus. I was like, I want to know Jesus. And so I've had the privilege of, from a young age, walking with the Lord. And there have been seasons throughout my, you know, my childhood and my teenage years where, you know, they're leading a youth group of six kids in a back room and singing the only song I knew how to play on the guitar when I was 11, which was From the Inside Out. But I remember being, which is such a great,
that's a great song.
I know, it's so good. I love it. It brings back a lot of fun vocal cracks and just all the things. Such a good season. But I mean, that from 12 to 15, 16 years old, I just remember being so hungry to worship the Lord that, you know, growing up playing sports and friend groups and all these different aspects of my life changed because I was like, I had a fresh encounter with the Lord, and it drew me into this place of, man, I really want to know who He is. And I think even for myself in this, to be a little bit maybe vulnerable, I think in this last maybe 3 or 4 years, I'm re-going, you know, having an invitation from the Lord to go, hey, you have been, you believe certain things that you've been taught, which you believe them, but let's kind of sift through that. And that way you can better articulate why you do, so that you can either in moments of conversation, you can either witness, or that you can stand firmer on what you already do believe. And I think there's an invitation there, even just what Julie said, that spirit and truth, that, you know, it will never die out. There will be seasons where I'm going to go straight into the Word and want to do that every day and do devotions and, you know, go through, you know, chapter by chapter stuff in the Bible. And then there'll be seasons where I'll sit at the piano and just sit in His presence and worship mm-hmm. Him and allow that. So that relationship is just there. And I think as you grow in a hunger and a desire to just be with Him and become like Him, that invitation is just there, and you can just go and spend time with Him and get fed. But then, like you said, you know, the more you eat, the more you get hungry. That's just how it works in the kingdom of God. You know, I think, mm-hmm. You hit it on the head. If you're hungry or whatever you said, I'm super hungry, but I'm never going to be satisfied because it's just how he operates.
Yes.
I'm rambling a little bit there.
Yeah. It's okay. And He's so beautiful. And you know, the most amazing thing is we don't have to wait until worship on Sundays. We can connect with Him right in our houses, just like you guys had talked about when we first started this conversation. Yeah. And I know that I love, you know, when I worship at home, I turn on YouTube, and you guys have an awesome YouTube channel where you have your songs out. And that's in a really amazing way that, you know, people can go and connect with you guys and connect with the presence of the Lord. And, you know, if you just open your Bible, and I love to just say, Lord, here I am. Yeah. And He's already there.
Right.
Just, it turns my attention to what's already there. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So good. Well, would you guys pray for our listeners before they go that they could experience His presence and connect with Him? Either, you know, on Sundays or in their homes or however they like.
Yeah. Well, Lord Jesus, thank you for meeting with us this morning and directing this conversation. Lord, for anybody listening, wherever they're listening, that you would just be meeting with them right now, mm-hmm. that you would just encounter them. Lord, just, open up ears for them to hear you this morning. Lord, just stir a hunger to seek your face, to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, would you just strengthen them? That you would just lead them in their life and in their walk and in their decision making, Lord. And I just feel like a new wave of perseverance is being added this morning.
Mm.
Whatever you're going through, whatever trial or whatever circumstances before you, that consider it pure joy. That the Lord will use it to work things out for good and to show you things about His nature and His faithfulness and show you things that He's put inside of you. Yeah, Lord, we just ask that you would just mark us as presence people.
Mm-hmm.
That we would just be so hungry for your face, your presence, your word, that when we go out and about in our daily walks or in our, there would be something different and something different, and that people would be able to feel the presence of the Lord, and it would engage us in conversations to witness about you and to lead people and point people to you and your goodness in the cross.
Mm-hmm.
We love you, Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives and what you have done and what you will do. We give you all the glory. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Julie, do you want to add anything?
Sure. Father, I just ask that for all the parents right now who have kids in the home or have kids just returning to school.
Yeah.
Lord, that their homes would just become presence centers, that they would have such heavy encounters with you as they worship, as they pray, as they read your word, Lord, mm-hmm. that they would have the thought, I never knew I could meet you here like I have felt in other places and other environments.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I thank you that your presence goes beyond the four walls of the church. Mm-hmm. It
yes.
even goes beyond the four walls of our home.
Yes.
So as we get filled up with you, Lord, that we would be presence carriers, spirit carriers to everywhere we go. And from this overflow, that people would come to know you. Lord, that I ask you for friends and that we've been praying for years would be saved in Jesus' name, that they would come to know you, that they would see your goodness and your faithfulness and your love just radiating from us, God. Lord, I ask you just for supernatural miracles right now. Lord, I thank you. We just stand in agreement for what people are praying for as they're listening right now.
Yes.
And we just say yes and amen in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you guys both for praying. Those are both some powerful prayers, and you are absolutely correct. You know, I can feel the presence of the Lord where two or three are gathered in his name. He is there in the midst. And, you know, I always pray that on these podcasts that people will not only learn about Jesus and who he truly is, but they will really encounter him. So thank you for those prayers.
Of course.
So good. Well, I hope and I pray that today's episode has blessed you. I will have links from today's podcast and resources in the show notes on cpnshows.com under Revealing Jesus with Christina Pereira. There you can find additional resources to connect with us and our special guest, Cody and Julie Oliver, and find out more information on their new album, Come and Move, that will be out in August. Until next week, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of Jesus. God bless.
You're moving in my life and in my heart. There are things you're returning, things I thought were too far gone. But throughout our history, it's time after time, and without fail, always remind me, redemption's your favorite story to tell. So I lift my eyes, oh I lift my head. I know that you'll fulfill your promises. If the story isn't good, the story's not. Surrender, you are making all lift my head. I know that you'll fulfill your promises. If the story, if it isn't good, it's not over. Yes, you're restoring relationships tonight. You're restoring dreams we've grieved. Yes, you're restoring families. Oh, 'cause you're such a good God. If the story isn't good, the story is not over. He's the Alpha and Omega. He has the final words. The story isn't good, the story's not over. Oh, 'cause you can restore.
Beloved, let me introduce you to my King. He is altogether lovely. No matter which way you turn him, he is perfection personified. He is velvet and steel. He is meekness and majesty. He is glory and humility. He is kindness and strength. He is altogether lovely, and he is my King, and he can be yours as well. All day long, he holds his hand that you might turn one step, one grasp, one yes, one breath away from the arms of your loving Savior. Beloved, if you hear him, do not harden your heart. The Bible declares that not one of us is guaranteed another moment upon this earth. So pray this prayer with me today and run into the arms of the one who loves you, who knows you best. Father, I ask you to forgive me for all of my sin, for all of the places that I have fallen short, God, of your glorious standard, I ask you now to send your Son into my heart, to be the forgiveness of my sin, to be my redemption, to be my righteousness, to be my holiness, to be my sanctification. I ask you to forgive me, to cleanse me, to fill me with your Spirit, your power, your glory, that I might bring glory to your name, Father. I thank you that I receive all of this by faith in the Son of God who loved me and who gave himself up for me. I thank you that I am now a child of God, fully forgiven, fully righteous, fully holy in your eyes. And I ask you to help me walk out this life in a way that pleases and honors you, Father. I thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done. I thank you for your love, for your kindness, for your great joy in saving me. And I thank you, Father, and I thank you, Holy Spirit. And I pray all of these things in your beautiful Son's name. Amen. If you've just prayed that prayer for the first time, I want to congratulate you. You are now a child of God, and all things are now yours. Keep listening to Revealing Jesus. Find a good Bible translation that makes sense to you, and keep hearing about our beautiful Savior Jesus. Please let us know. We want to continue to pray for you, and we want to send you a free PDF copy of our New Believer Workbook. Just go to christinapereira.org/welcome-home. Enter your email address and we will be happy to send this free gift. And continue to pray for your journey. God bless. I sincerely hope and pray today's episode has blessed you. Now it's your turn to continue the conversation. We are all evangelists of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Like this episode, rate it, share it with a friend. If it's impacted your life, let them know that you want it to do the same in theirs. Help spread the word of the good news of Jesus. Subscribe to the mailing list and get episodes, articles, downloads, and more sent right to you. Link in show notes, or just text Jesus to 1-833-815-7778. Again, that's Jesus, 1-833-815-7778. We would love to connect with you on social media. You can find us at Christina Pereira Ministries on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Until next week, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of Jesus. God bless.